Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 86 and verse 11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. I wonder what your school teachers were like. I suspect that we all had a wide variety of experiences. Some of my teachers were strict, others were encouraging, a few were inspiring. Some seemed to be in the wrong job. Others were funny, and some just thought they were funny. Teachers vary enormously. But when it comes to learning about life itself, we need the very best teacher. Here, David recognizes that God is that person. God is often spoken of as Israel's teacher. In Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3, the prophet identified Jerusalem as the center of education for the world when he wrote, "People from many nations will come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths.' For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion, his word will go out from Jerusalem." Sadly, God's teaching was often rejected. In Jeremiah's prophecy, we hear God saying, "My people have turned their backs on me and have refused to return. Even though I diligently taught them, they would not receive instruction or obey." Aren't they painful words? No one likes it when someone turns their back on them, but when God's own people reject his teaching, it must be excruciatingly painful. If we are to grow in our walk with God, we need to listen hard to his instruction. Many people will help us on that journey, but God is the source of all faithful teaching. He sends us preachers, teachers, Bibles, and study books, and surrounds us with Christian friends who can help us to understand what he's saying to us. To use the powerful language of Jeremiah's prophecy, we need to make sure that we turn our faces to his teaching and not our backs. So let me ask you a question. What is God teaching you at the moment? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that your teaching always encourages and strengthens us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.